We'll call this meeting to order. If everybody could stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbush, if you could call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Present.
Mr. Knight?
Present.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
And at this time, can I have a motion to enter into an executive session for the purpose of reviewing negotiations or bargaining sessions for public employees concerning their compensation or other terms and conditions of their employment?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
At this time, we're going to enter into an executive session. Seeing none. Item 4, agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Seeing none, can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion carries. Board business. Committee reports. Item 1, technology. Mrs. Bennett?
We have actually met a couple times. The first meeting that we had was centered around the whole transition and whether fifth grade could remain in the middle school or in the elementary. And I tried to summarize all of the comments, or the majority of the comments that took place at the meeting, that probably had about, 20 people?
More than that.
Yeah. Teachers, administrators, Mr. Dunn, elementary principals expressing their concerns. Some of those concerns, that there wouldn't be a full-time administrator in the primary, first grades, and this is if it's just a pre-K and a K building. The first grades achieve expectation at a higher level when they're with older students. Specials would need to be on carts, and that would be art, music, computer classes. Where would we hold a Title I room? There wouldn't be space for that. Collaboration between the grades may be lost. Fifth grade, that was still needs to be in elementary, was one of the comments, in that they need more sheltering. They're not quite ready for middle school setting. They're not on the same level as the sixth grade. Advanced placement needs to begin at younger grades. We've started that with the fifth grade with math, and there was a teacher, a proponent that needs to happen at the younger grades if we can somehow achieve that. MAP testing takes place with grades 1, 2, and 3 assessments, so it makes sense to keep those grades together. And Sharon, please feel free to jump in if there's anything that you would like to add. Also, that pre-K and kindergarten work very well together. They help each other out when there's a need. If pre-K and K were in that room, there would be a number of about 6 empty classrooms. And so the question was, okay, what are some other possible uses with those classrooms? That it would be a workroom, a room for psychologists, OPTP classroom, an ESL tutor classroom. And again, Mr. Dunn, if there's something that I'm leaving out. We were also provided, I get Mrs. Webble and I, with a research study. This is actually from 2008, so I'm not sure if there's any more information more current than this, but it's a policy statement regarding grade configuration. And as I was going through it, there's a couple things that I want to note. It says the effects of grade configuration on student achievement are far less clear. While configuration of grade ranges may affect student success, little empirical research has been conducted in order to verify or refute this environmental contextual factor. So basically what it's saying is that there's no research out there that really says either way whether students are more successful if they're kept in, and this was looking at 6th, 7th, and 8th configuration, or K through 8 configuration, or with the lower grades. It says, yet to date, there's no national evidence-based studies addressing grade span configuration issues, and few studies actually use empirical data. There was another study done, this one was 2006, found that grade configuration was not a statistically significant predictor of student achievement success as measured by the state's criterion referenced exams. So unfortunately, in which if someone's aware of something more recent than 2008, that would be helpful. And then we also were given data what other districts do throughout the state. And based upon this, it looks like one-third have a 5-8 configuration, and the other two-thirds are 6-8 configuration. Not that that is, you know, driving our decision or anything like that. We obviously have to do what's best for our students and what's best for our districts. But those, that's basically a summary of the statements that were made at the meeting and then the information that we were provided. I know you're going to address this next month.
Well, and, you know, as I've indicated in my updates, when we started the process and we went out for the bond levy, one of the things that we had indicated is that we're going to reduce by administrator and those grade, and that's one of the reasons grade configurations would be maintained 5-day. The other thing that I think is important to consider is if we try to put first grade in primary, along with pre-K and K, at the very best, it's an extremely crowded situation. Now, the worst case scenario is it's just not doable. We have increased pre-K, which, you know, puts us in a situation that if we increase any more at all, which I would say that there would be a likelihood of that. Would you agree, Mr. Morris?
Yes.
There just really isn't room in that building to do it that way. So I would certainly strongly suggest that we stay with the plan that we had from the beginning, and that is to make the current middle school 1-4, and then 5-8, and 9-12. Then we have pre-K and K at the existing primary building.
You know, people brought the concerns to us. I know that there were a number of board members that were questioned about this. So, you know, that's why we gathered. That's why we
had
the
meeting. And Mr. Morris put together a schedule, placement of classrooms in primary. I don't know if you want to make any comments regarding that at all, Mr. Morris, but it's borderline doable.
It's just going to, if we look at putting first grade there, there's really no room for any growth. And in particular, there wouldn't be that additional room to add another preschool if we had to increase to 4 classes for next fall. Just adding, just in the past, you know, month, we had to add that 3rd classroom for preschool, and I don't see enrollment dropping there. So I just think if we put first there, it's gonna really pack in the building.
And we have probably 3 or 4 times in the past 8 or 9 years looked into the option of moving the preschool. And every time we do that, it's just not cost effective. It would cost the district a significant amount of dollars to not house our own preschool.
You talking about Norton students or open enrollment?
Preschool?
Preschool. Norton. Just Norton. Preschool that's students. That's a good problem to have that many people are having. Well, thank you for looking into that.
Sure, absolutely. The second meeting we had, talked about a lot of things. First, Angie, I'm going to start with you. I mean, you presented what you are doing with respect to the transition, and I think I would run screaming with everything that you have had to coordinate. I know you're getting, I think it's great that you have other districts that are helping us out with moving all of this equipment and getting everything set up. She, just to give you an idea, she's got 265 new and existing computers to transport set up and have ready to go by January 9th. So that's a huge undertaking in and of itself. And she's very detailed and seems like you got it down. So I hope everything goes smoothly according to your plan. So Sharon shared with us that we are getting new health textbooks, which is a great thing. High school state testing begins 12-5, December 5th, actually last week. And this is testing that is being completed at the end of the course for the beginning, beginning with juniors, necessary for graduation. So that's kind of a new change. It is a new change, actually. Now, also people should, or parents, I guess, should be aware of younger students because, you know, not having a high school student, you may not know all of these things, but every junior is required to take the prep ACT.
No, it's the ACT.
Oh, it is the ACT, sorry. Okay, I had the wrong notes. All right, is there anything you want to add to that?
Well, we just found out, I believe today, that we were a little bit concerned because we have some students that currently take the alternate assessment that were, because of legislature, were required to take ACT, and today they made a ruling on that, that they have changed that. So that's a relief.
Okay, okay. And then I want to talk again about career tech. We've been talking about that for a while. The survey ended December 9th, so last week. So I'm hoping that all the testing with the high school and the middle school, or the survey was completed with the high school and the middle school. Okay. So we should have the results from that back, hopefully the beginning of January. I will follow up on that. And then a thing about graduation, a new thing there, we have discussed this a couple times, but there's a proposal to eliminate the class rank and valedictorian. And there's, let me give you some background about that before we have discussion about it. It seems to be that there's a trend among schools, and many schools in our area for that matter, to go away from the valedictorian and the salutatorian at graduation and to focus, to just use the Latin system. And that is what's being proposed for our graduation procedure. Students would still be recognized. There just wouldn't be a top 10 recognition. We would recognize those that are summa cum laude, which would actually allow for additional students to be recognized than just the top 10 in the graduating class. And I think more importantly, the reason behind this, and there was actually an advisory committee put together by the high school to do this before bringing it to our committee, but it would also allow for more fairness with the career tech, or not, excuse me, with College Credit Plus, the wrong program, with College Credit Plus, students that take classes off our campus at colleges, they have an opportunity to have earn 2 credits of weighted class, and maybe Mr. Shannon, you can help me with this, but if they take a class at, say for instance, the University of Akron, and that class is weighted for fall semester and spring semester. So they have twice or two times the opportunity to have weighted classes than if they were to stay on campus and take one AP class, which goes year long. So it's actually, it generates more fairness among our students and placement. There would still be class rank on their transcript, but at our graduation, it would be summa cum laude students that would be recognized across the stage. And there's actually not too many districts in the area that do have a valedictorian and salutatorian. So is there anything that, I hope I didn't misspeak on any of this, and if there's anything that you want to add?
The only thing I would add is it was all much of last year we were waiting for the state of Ohio's to rule on basically how we have to include College Credit Plus classes. So this all of a sudden, I think it was April, is that right, Sharon?
That
was the final determination by the state of Ohio that said that you have to weight College Credit Plus courses the same as you weight your AP courses. So for us, that's on a 5.3 scale. Other school districts are already kind of, I don't want to say out in front of this, but it doesn't affect them because they've already kind of gone away, gone strictly to the Latin system. But we felt like this is something that really had to kick us into high gear looking at this, because College Credit Plus students do have many more opportunities, to have the weighted grades and basically knock them up into. Now understand, this isn't that we're getting rid of class rank. There's always going to be class rank. There just is through NeoNet, through the way the stuff goes in. It's just a lack of promotion of class rank, which would then say that we're not going to mention the top 10. And I got to throw this out, okay? Because I know that it was part of the proposal and stuff that I threw out there. I have always been a big proponent. It's one of my favorite parts of how we do graduation through the years is that we have a top 10, we promote that there, and we say valedictorian and salutatorian. But we just feel like with this new law in the state of Ohio, it's not necessary. I don't want to say fair, unfair. It's just weighted one way in too much of a direction.
And this wouldn't affect current high school students. It would affect those. It would start with the eighth grade class coming into high school next year.
Yeah, class of 2021. So we start with.
And this came out of the Board of Regents. It didn't come out of our legislator. It came out of Board of Regents. So we still have to follow it. But one part, currently in our high school, we can determine which classes are weighted and which classes are our honors classes. If it's in ELA, then they take anything at the college in ELA. We can't say, well, that's the weighted course. It's anything they take.
So gym class.
Pardon?
So gym class.
No, we don't have a weighted gym class.
At college.
But we don't have a weighted gym class. It's if we had a weighted gym class here, yes.
It's only based on what we have.
What we have determined is honors or weighted.
So your core course is yes, essentially. Math, language arts, science, social studies. Hmm.
So, if I may, is it true then that the students taking classes at University of Akron will have an unfair advantage over the students who are taking regular classes here in Norton? They would have the weighted classes, therefore putting them in all top 10 places.
Right.
They could have more weighted classes.
Yeah. More weighted classes. Then when you have your students that are full-time post-secondary that right. We haven't even seen in 2 years, you know, could make up your entire top 10.
Right.
In the auditorium. We haven't even seen in 2 years. Which were, those were some of the concerns brought forth by the committee that we put together.
And then the other thing I wanted to mention is that once the transition is completed, we're going to take a look at extended learning opportunities in our high school now that we have the technology. So.
All right. Operations. We had quite a lengthy meeting, but I want to let Mr. Howardson speak. He was kind enough to come to give us a turf update. So,
just give you some basic figures here. As of last Monday, which was the most recent Panther Parents Athletic Booster Club meeting, the balance in the turf account was $8,120. As of today, our payments to Forever Lawn have totaled $170,000. And we have total pledges just shy of $284,000. I am collecting a $5,000 pledge tomorrow. We will make a $10,000 payment to Forever Lawn by the end of this week, putting us at $180,000, which is consistent with our yearly commitment to Forever Lawn. So, I think some other pledges will filter in this meeting as well, and relatively comfortable with where we are right now. After the first of the year, we'll be meeting with to kind of put together a little bit more aggressive plan to move forward. I'm sure that plan will involve events, a little more aggressive pledge campaign. Advertising, we have some new advertising ideas that were shared with the Athletic Council in October, November, So I'm sure a combination of things will continue to move forward, and we'll keep working to get our project paid for. And we're going to get it paid.
I like that.
Is
Brian Miller was very active with as our new athletic director. Is he involved, and is he?
I don't mind saying this. You know, if Mr. Miller was not in education, I'm sure he'd probably be a millionaire as a salesman. So he was very good, very comfortable doing those things. I cannot say that I'm as good or as comfortable. But I'll have to get over that, and I'm sure with some help from my friends, we'll take care of business as we need to.
Yeah.
But I don't really think it would be, you know, necessarily fair or productive, you know, to, you know, dump all those things onto Mr. Schimmick right now. Mr. Schimmick and I, and the Booster Club, we will all work together, and I'm sure, you know, as time goes on, and Mr. Schimmick's time here at Norton extends a little bit, and he has a chance to develop some more relationships. It will make more sense to involve him more, but not so much at this time.
Okay. Because I'm sure as he's at events, that question may arise. Is he directing him to you then, or?
Well, you know, I was one of the people at the forefront of this thing, so
sure.
I am still there.
Good.
And I'll bring Mr. Schimmick along as we need, but right now I don't think is the time for that.
Okay.
These pledges are unfulfilled, right? Are you on the total pledges, or is it the total pledges?
Those are the total pledges that we have at this time.
So some has been paid and some hasn't?
Well, yeah, because those pledges are over a 5-year period of time.
And what's the balance that we owe? Do you have a balance?
Do some quick math. I'm going to take out the payment that we're going to make. So carry four, $257,000.
I'm sorry.
$257,000.
Thank you.
Social studies teacher. That was not an accident.
That's
right?
The old math.
So the target was set, and you feel comfortable that target is being met with the
yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am. I mean, we are on schedule with our payments time wise. So we will keep working to get this thing taken care of, as we promised.
Thank you. Do you have anything further you want to add about that?
No.
Any board members have a question?
Any other questions?
Okay. The part of operations when we talked, Jake gave us a very nice schedule and a nice graph that it's hard to see without reading glasses.
Even that doesn't help.
But actually, what Jennifer was saying, and she collaborated on
this schedule that you gave us with the lift gate and with the truck. Were you able to get that scheduled?
Yeah, our maintenance crew picked up the truck today. You know, by the time they came in at 3 a.m. and plowed. So by the time they got all of that dialed in, couple maintenance things they need to do. They got the liftgate truck here by about 11. By about 2:30, they had moved 22 4x4 boxes for art and science. Since then, we brought some custodial help in. I got a text about 10 minutes ago that all 21 of those boxes have been emptied and are in the classrooms. So that's probably about half the high school science and art move, which I was shocked today how much stuff we have, which is good. I mean, it's all good usable materials, but I would anticipate by the end of the day on Wednesday that we've moved and at least placed packed boxes in all the art science classrooms as well as athletic training. Though it's going to be cold, I don't see more snow this week, so hopefully that stays that way. But we got a great start today, moving our big palletized boxes, so I feel a little bit better.
That's a heck of a start.
Yeah, no, I was, well, when they showed me that, oh, these are all just for art, I kind of had a little bit of a heart attack. But we had a good plan. The process is moving well. High school staff currently has been really great because we're doing, with the technology move, we're upgrading a lot of our whiteboards in this building because they just wouldn't function well with the current technology as they were here. And they've allowed maintenance to come in over the last 3 weeks and during their planning period start to take down old chalkboards so that when the company comes to install the whiteboards, they're all ready to go. So the high school staff has been very accommodating. I'm sure Ryan and Rob can attest there's been a little bit more noise in this building during planning periods, but I mean, I haven't had anybody, you know, they've been great about it. So we, I'm very comfortable that this transition is going to go well.
And then, Lewis, I don't know if you had anything, but we didn't get a chance to talk about the name. That's kind of a, Mr. Dunn, you had to leave. I know you were, you hung in very well. Thank you. You were sick, but that's kind of a big undertaking, I feel. And that should certainly be a board, all five of us, discussion, I feel. That was kind of brought up at the last meeting, but that's a big undertaking. And certainly, I think all five of us need to be included on that. So did you have anything under operations? I know that we had a lot to talk about. But I just want to thank all the administrators for all your efforts, because it's all certainly, I've seen everybody's hands and everybody's input through this building transition. So thank you very much for everybody's efforts. Finance?
It's just so I know, so I understand where we're going with that. Is the board then going to schedule a meeting to discuss? You're talking about the name of each building?
Yeah, when Mrs. Webel brought that up, and we were going to bring it up a little bit, but it's such a, that's a subject I believe the whole board, my feeling, needs to have that discussion.
And certainly I don't have any problem with that. I would just.
Needs to happen quickly.
Yeah, but I don't know.
If you're going to do that.
Because the whole reason it was brought up is for people, the old high school or the new high school. You know, is it Norton High School or is it, I mean, it seems simple, but.
Well, I know, and I did have conversation with the principals, and certainly like you start talking about Cornerstone and Grill, if the middle school became Norton Elementary, that encompasses
pretty
that.
Simple,
you got
yeah.
primary, and but if the board's going to meet and do that, I would just suggest you do that sooner rather than later.
Well, I think, I mean, you've met with the principals. I would certainly be interested in what
their
suggestions
opinion.
And thoughts
and
are.
And essentially, it's Norton High School, Norton, you could say intermediate if you want to change the name of that. And then the middle school becomes Norton Elementary. They did not seem to have any interest in coming up with names, and you know, I'll just use this because of in the news, John Glenn Elementary or something like that. There was no conversation about that type of naming of a building, but
that I kind of got that.
And they're not far apart, right? Yeah. I mean, if somebody goes to Norton High School and they're like, well, that was the high school, I mean, they can drive down the road and come to the high school.
Everybody here is always going to say.
You go through the path, you know, that we've cut.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah,
everybody's always going to say, go to the old high school, you know, it's
for a while. I mean, there
would be
signage.
Yeah.
So, I don't.
We will get some of that, though, Mr. Yu. You're right. I mean, there's everything else. We will get people to come here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when we were at the
Springfield showed up.
Yeah,
they did.
Teacher dedication. Springfield all the way around the building.
Yeah.
And then it takes a while for
the
teachers to get into GPS.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, they went to Norton High School. Still just not the one that's open yet.
Yeah, if they use Google, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Put GPS coordinates up.
So, yeah, it'll happen. I mean, it's the nature of it.
I don't know. I mean, if this is something that we're going to do by the end of the year, I mean,
if
I would
if it seems like the consensus is just keep it Norton High School, Norton Middle School, Norton Elementary, and intermediate's an old school term from back in the day. Cornerstone was intermediate, is what we call.
I don't think it should be middle school. I think it should be Norton
Junior High.
Because of that.
That's what I heard was junior high.
Yeah, that's what I said. I mean, okay. Elementary is simple. You know, that's
right.
I'm okay with junior high too. I'm fine. It's simplicity. I don't.
I know the consensus of the building principals, just to keep it simple like that.
Yeah, right. Norton yeah. Junior High is fine. Norton High School.
Well, we can save money on the signage then, because it already says high out front.
Isn't it missing the?
I'm just saying, it just is something.
Somebody went up and snatched it and posted their name picture on Facebook.
So am I hearing that we're okay with that?
Oh, the L.
Norton Junior High.
Scoop. Yeah,
I'm good with that. Elementary and primary.
Yep.
So Norton.
Do you want to run that by the administrators?
High. Norton Elementary.
That's what the primary was called back in the 60s.
And then what is the primary going to be called?
Primary.
Norton Primary. Oh, okay.
Well, we got to come up with a new name for that one, too.
I'm just, well, when she said elementary, I just want to make sure I had it straight.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Under finance, we
haven't met since October. I don't know, Stephanie, you want to talk about anything? Or
we need to decide if we're going to go back for the levy, an operating levy, or if we want to focus on the PI levy. If everybody remembers, the PI levy will expire the end of this year. We will have to vote in January if we're going to have something on the ballot for May.
I really feel like we should meet. I don't know if you got my email about scheduling a meeting, but
you want to meet in the next week or so? We can meet next week if you want. Okay.
I do.
Okay.
I mean, especially with the levy not passing.
Okay. You want to do, what day is good for you? You want to do it next Tuesday or Wednesday morning? We can do it right now.
Yeah, on Tuesday. I think Tuesday is fine.
8 o'clock.
Let me double check.
Okay.
Janelle.
All right, Tuesday at 8, roughly.
Okay. Anything else? Policy, Mr. Yule.
Policy, we had a meeting, several mandated policies, a couple that we, one specific that we need to discuss before first reading regarding our district website. But other than that, I think we came to the conclusion of adopting the changes. And we'll have a first reading coming up as soon as we get the district website.
I just wanted to say I did look online. This policy actually is already in place. I think from looking at this, what they're recommending is that you add what's in bold. Is that how they typically do
it? That's how they typically do it, but okay. When we, like I said, when we were at the meeting and we pulled the big policy book, there was nothing in there.
The policy
so.
Book must not be updated because I just went online on our website.
Oh, wait, that could be.
Okay.
And it's actually in there. The only difference is the accessibility thing, and there are companies, well, or even our hosting company that offers service that will go through the entire site and make sure everything is accessible as far as disabilities. So we might want to look into and consider whether or not that's something we want to do. I mean, if we're going to add that, we need to make sure we're doing it. So.
Right, and that's what so we'll talk. So thank you, Angie, and then Sharon had looked into admission of homeless students, the due process with that, and you were okay with
that's in line with the new law.
New, okay. So those were the only two that we wanted to get our
clarification.
So hopefully we'll have that district website one done and have first reading. Other than that, we're good.
Okay.
And by the way, I like the website. It looks
yeah,
nice.
Looks very nice.
And community engagement, Mrs. Webble.
There really wasn't community engagement, but we had the Panther unveiling the other day. It's very exciting, lots of videos. Pat, you did a great video. I love that. I love the music on that. So that really wasn't part of our thing. But we discussed the opening of the new high school, which was January 8th from 2 to 4. We're in the process of getting a little flyer together, program together, and ribbon cutting ceremony, that kind of thing. So. Hopefully it'll be all cleaned up and ready to go by January. Jake doesn't get all cluttered up with his boxes.
So that was all we talked about was the grand opening. So
how's that process going to work with the board and us and the administration? And is it going to be similar to the stadium?
Yes and no. Dave's going to be our main speaker. The whole group had the consensus, let's keep it short, because we've got only 2 hours to be in the building and for people to tour, so we're just keeping it very simple, very short. Quick reading, you know, a few introductions, some ribbon cutting, and then give people time to go through the building.
Is there just out of curiosity, or because I'm hoping and assuming that there's going to be quite a few people, obviously weather may predict that, are we doing like guides, or are we just saying here you go?
Students,
National
Honor Society.
The thought process is National Honor Society Student Council have areas around the building. They can show people science labs or the math wing, things of that nature.
Okay.
We've already preliminarily.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that right? Spoke with Mr. Oswald and Ms. Mo, the head of National Honor Society, to oversee that, kind of coordinate that.
And some signage, what's around. The kids will be in the week before.
And cookies and punch.
And are we doing it in the gym? Is
yes.
that where the...
We were going to start in the gym. And
right.
then because you could separate that out, do some introductions and just a very quick thank you and recognition of people in the gym. And then Mr. Shaner was going to coordinate the ribbon cutting as we go into the building. And then it'll be an open house, essentially.
And I know you did an all call. Announcing it.
Are
we going to do... Yeah, and the only reason I say that is there's people outside of our district that are very interested in it, just Norton alum or whatever. Maybe we do our Facebook...
The Norton Alumni Facebook page I put on there, and I've had quite a few people.
Cool. Okay.
Like my sister, who does, different people passing it around. So I think we're going to have a lot of people that from many years come out and check it out. It's going to be a lot of people. So we're going to order some cookies, and when they're gone, they're gone, I guess.
Should we be inviting elected officials from the county or our county council and our Barberton school officials? And
no, we decided to keep it simple, just the mayor. Why did you?
No, I didn't. I mean, actually, I've invited some people this coming Friday, superintendents of the compact. We have our compact meeting this Friday, so they're going to get a chance to walk through it. I know Mr. Carmody has extended the invitation, and business managers have taken a look at the building. So we're trying to get other districts that have an interest, especially those that are close to us, and especially the compact districts, to recognize the facility. So,
okay, I think we should invite some of those individuals.
There was talk about having a student from this high school, too.
You know what? I was going to talk to you about that afterwards. Okay. We talked about Mr. Polano.
Oh, okay.
He was in that class.
Okay.
I just wanted to talk to you, see if that was okay.
That's fine. I like Mr. Polano. Yeah, absolutely.
Polano. Oh, my goodness.
Nick Polano.
Out of the car wash business? Can he handle it?
Yeah, he can handle
Earth
it.
Science. I don't know.
Oh, that's
I have
awesome.
To call him. I just
he was
wanted
in the first
to check
graduating class.
Yeah,
or,
absolutely.
Because he
yeah,
was,
oh, yeah,
he
I know, yeah,
one
he's,
of the first classes in this school. Long, I don't know if his entire career was here,
boy.
But he was here a long way.
His character.
Pretty much, yeah.
I like
so,
him.
So, hey, you only got 50 people basically to pick from in the class. That's all the classes were 50, about 50. So, but since he's a, wasn't he the coach that took the golf team to the state championship?
He took the girls basketball in 86, yeah.
But I mean, I think they won state golf day in 64.
Rob never heard it's anything.
So,
that's cool. That was an awesome year, yeah.
Oh, it's
yeah, it's been a while.
Tradition.
We didn't have golf for a while, so.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So is it going to be similar to like when you gave a speech and got a key and things like kind of like that, MKC? I don't understand.
That key came from my kitchen.
I'm just trying to understand with the kids
that
in the background.
That wasn't an actual key that
with
they the, gave me.
With the kids in the background?
That hung on my wall.
Did you bring your key, Jennifer?
No, I is... that's what I'm saying. I'm assuming it's just the construction company handed over the ceremony. Or the school was...
Yeah, we had to flesh that out. Dave's going to be introducing people. Dave's got a construction company. I'm sure MKC obviously is going to be there.
I'm sure MKC, obviously, CT Taylor.
Exactly. They just want to see the building.
Yeah.
OFCC, they will want to be there.
OFCC.
Is that Bill Corson? Pretty exciting project.
5 minutes and let people go because they really are there.
Well, I think trying to pass levies, I think it's exciting to have county officials and you know, I don't know. I think it'd be nice to have Barberton here and neighboring districts, and that'd be nice.
I invited everybody.
Yeah, you invited people, you okay.
Now I know why I had that picture, and you're like, give me my key.
Exactly.
It was actually your key. I didn't realize it was your key.
Decor.
Well, we had a bow, but somebody took it.
There was nothing special about
they
it.
Cut, all the kids were taking their, when they cut it, they were taking the little ribbon.
Well, they were supposed to take the ribbon, but not the bow. I thought we could use it again. It took me hours to make that bow.
Well, wasn't it going to be like something with the kids too? I mean, you talked about doing something at a contest, or where is that at, or that kind of?
You mean with the ribbon cutting?
Yeah.
No, what we talked about was both a member of the one class, yeah, and then the senior class president.
Okay.
So we're kind of bookending.
So you're not going to do the contest idea or anything like that then?
Yeah, we briefly spoke about that. But I think the consensus we came to was kind of doing the bookend thing.
Yeah.
And okay. Who is Brian Longoria, who's our... so if you're at the... Veterans Day Assembly, and you are MC, Ryan was for Ryan is. So, that's a thought.
He'll be good. All right, item... Is there anything else you guys have? All right, item 6 under superintendent's recommendations. Can I have a motion to approve the memorandum of understanding between Norton City School District and Ohio Association of Public School Employees Local 167 Attachment A?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Motion carries. Item 7, motion to adjourn.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes. Thank you for coming.